there were about 15 companies, I think, out there that GPs could look at to decide which computers to get. And I think all those years now, where we are now, it's a shame that there wasn't one computer system the government recommended, because we would all be talking to each other a lot more quicker than we are now. I think it was such a... If anything, I think a practice was fortunate if there was a GP who had some IT keenness, and there were in the two group practices. But of course, whatever a company was offering would attract one practice, but perhaps not the other. And of course, we weren't all sure where it was all going to lead in the future either. Here we were just thinking, this is just going to be saving us time writing in the paper records, we're going to just do it on computer. We never ever thought, I think at that time, that the plan of the 10, 15 years down the line, we would want to have pathology results from the hospital come automatically to us, be able to send records from one practice to another when a patient leaves the practice. So, you know, in a way, you think, well, with hindsight, it might have been better if the Department of Health had got a really whizzy IT person who could think way ahead as to what the future might happen, especially as hospitals, you know. First, we got one called VAMP, and the Heron practice, I'm sure, I believe, they did get EMIS. I think they got EMIS right from the word go. We are now on EMIS. And again, what happened is it happened through recommendations of the PCT, because they had an IT department by then, as things had progressed and what was looking to the future. And EMIS had brought out a Windows-based medical system, and it was recommended that perhaps the system we were using, VAMP, went then to become In Practice. And of course, what happens, companies take over other companies and things change. And you could see that across the country, there were a lot of practices using EMIS. So we then moved to EMIS. Probably six or seven years. I think EMIS is the one that seems to have taken things forward. All of them, we get the pathology links down to practices on, because the government has actually said there are certain criteria that the computer companies supply general practice with medical systems have to actually have certain criteria they must comply with, otherwise they can't be used in general practice. And EMIS has kept going like that. I think In Practice also has. We can access a software system called Open Exeter, but if you fall ill, say in Manchester, your medical records, if you live in London, won't be able to be accessed at the moment. There is something called EMIS Web that EMIS have been working on, which is a software system that allows the district nurses and the health visitors to enter data. I believe it's by a website link. It only goes one way at the moment, though, because the idea is that they aren't able to see all the patient's records, but they can enter that they've visited the home and what they've dealt with the patient about. And then we can go into the EMIS Web and see that they've been... This has literally been happening these last 6 to 9 months, and practices are gradually going live with it.